for llamas. If you want to understand the beauty of llamas, you have to struggle with the dead. You have to slip your arms beneath their ribs, lock your hands together, and stagger with them across a concrete floor out into cold wind, through thistles, brown and brittle cheatgrass, your head against their collarbone, your face so close to their face that you breathe for the both of you, your breath glistening the fine hairs along a cheek as you use your weight against their weight and skin your knuckles and the bridge of their nose on a pile of rough-cut hemlock boards and catch their elbow on a nail on a post and curse when your arms get shaky and your lungs burn. You drop them, apologize, and leave them lying on the gravel. Let freezing rain glaze their awkward lips, and back the rusty blue Ford pickup up, and let it idle. Crank the defrost, scrape the ice from the windshield, and drop the tailgate, and pick them up again, and lay them down again, in crusted snow and baling twine and back, their head resting on the spare, and throw a blue tarp on, strap it down with shroud line, and throw a few heavy boards on for weight, and rest a while, listening to the AM. It is then that the llamas come towards you, from the back of the field, through the snowdrift that remains, past the lean-to and the barn, past the feeders, and the new brown salt blocks and the salt houses, past the round pen for breaking horses, and they will move without shadows, and you will know the ice and their matted hair, and you will smell them as they smell you, as they lean their necks across the fence, and they will breathe out, and you will see it, and they will look at you, with their eyes filled with pastures of another world, and you, not knowing what it is you are waiting for.